Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Nun. We actually got to Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, but we sort of rushed through the end. So let's backtrack a little bit to get back into this discussion that began on Kuf Mem Tesem and Beis. It really began at the very top of Kuf Mem Tesem and Beis, where the Gemara mentions working off of the rule that we said in our Mishnah that when a Shchiv Meira gives a Matana where he gives away everything, so then if he gets better, the Matana is cancelled, because he obviously didn't mean to give away everything al Manas that he's going to get better. He thought it was that he was going to die. That's why he gave away everything. But if he doesn't give away everything, he gives away some things and keeps some things, then even if he gets better, the Matana stands. So the Gemara had said that if you're Meshayer Karka Kol Shehu, Matanas HaKayemes, that even if you leave over just a little bit of Karka for yourself, then even when he gets better, the Matana of everything else that he gave, 95% of his estate that he gave away, that Matana stands, he can't go back on it. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba made a comment that first the Gemara had said Rabbi Yudah Marav says that karka means that kol shehu means kedei parnasaso, kol shehu means the amount of money he needs to be mefarnes himself, to support himself. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said karka doesn't mean karka. Karka means metalton. So two chidushim by Amoraim. Number one, that the word karka, that the word kol shehu doesn't mean kol shehu. It means as much as you need for parnasa. And number two, that the word karka doesn't mean karka. That karka actually means metalton. And Rabbi Zera commented, wow, how beautifully precise the words of the Amoraim are, that it must mean not only karka but even metaltlin, because after all, the whole reason that we assume karka, leaving over some karka for yourself, makes it that the matan is valid, is that you're somech on that karka. Well, just like you could be somech on karka, you could be somech on metaltlin as well. So now the Gemara is going to try to chip away at those two assumptions. Again, assumption number one, that karka doesn't necessarily mean karka, might mean metaltalin. And number two, that kolshu doesn't mean kolshu, might mean parnasa, might mean the amount of money that you need to support yourself. Even within that, the amount of money that you need to support yourself, how much is that? What does it mean? Support yourself forever? You have to have and how do you know how long you're going to live? So the Bali Yitzer is not sure. He has a suffix about the shear of kedei parnasa. So, and he says maybe it means shnei masar chodesh, the amount of money you would need to live for 12 months. The Rif says that we don't paskal like Rav Yehuda, because later on today's daf, the Gemara is going to say, the Rav is going to say, in the name of Rav Nachman, that there are five halachos that apply when you write over all of your nechasim and don't leave anything out for yourself. And one of them is a shchiv meira. So you see that a shchiv meira is only, the kinyan is only going to work when you write over all of your nechasim. The implication being that if you leave out a mashahu, even if it's less than kedei parnasa, so you leave out the tiniest mashahu, and the kinyan is not going to be chal. So the Rif says, based on our Gemara on today's daf that we're going to see soon, on Amud Beis of today's daf, we see that we must not paskin like this comment of Rav Yehuda, that shir karka, that kol shehu means not kol shehu literally, but kedei parnasa. The Rush, however, disagrees. The Rush says, come on, in today's daf, the Gemara is not going to say that if you leave a kol shehu, that's good enough to cancel the to validate the matnas shchiv meira. It just says you need to give everything. So probably everything means everything except for kedei parnasaso. The Gemara is not mefurash against our Gemara, as we're going to soon see. There's an implication, yeah, if you read the Gemara a certain way, but it's not mefurash that way. That which Rava says in the name of Nachman, that shchiv meira is like the other four items on the list where you need to give away everything, that's not a good enough raya to be docha a Gemara mefurashes, which is our Gemara. And he says, besides, it's very mistaver that the shear of a shiur of the leftover stuff that a shchiv meira doesn't give should be kedei parnasaso. Because what's the whole reason that when you are meshayer kol shehu, the matan is going to be kayin, the matan is going to work? Is because we assume with a normal matna shchiv meira, you didn't really intend to give away everything because you wanted to live still. I mean, if you were planning on living, because when you live, you want to be able to support yourself. You don't want to have to go around begging in order to be able to live. So if all you left is literally a kol shehu, so then what good did it do you? Right? You're still not going to be able to live. So it's very mistaver that kol shehu means kedei parnasaso. So that's why the Rush disagrees with the Rif and says that we in fact do paskin like this comment of Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, the Gemara is going to try to chip away at both of those two assumptions, one at a time, though. So says the Gemara, we'll pick it up again from the middle of Kuf Mem Tesam and Beis. Maskeflor of Yosef. Umay Kavanasa. Why are we so excited about the Amoraim being so precise in their Shitos? Mandamar metaltlin karka tanan, mandamar kadeh parnasasu kalshu tanan. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah said karka and it said kalshu. You're telling me it means even metaltlin and it's not really kalshu, it's kadeh parnasasu. Amrle Abayis. Abayis says, okay, let's analyze each one. The kalhecha detani karka, karka dafka. Do you think every time a Mishnah says the word karka, it always means literally only karka and not metaltlin? I'll prove to you otherwise. Vatanan, we have a Mishnah. Hakosev kol nechasov la'avdo. If a person writes over all of his nechasim to his eved, he gives his eved everything he owns. Yatza ben charin, the eved goes free, because included in the gift is everything he owns, which includes the eved himself. Shi'er karka kol shuhu lo yatza ben charin. If you leave out a little bit of karka, the eved does not go free. Says Rashbam, why? Shi'er karka kol shuhu gon sha'amar chutz mi karka kol shuhu lo yatza ben charin. If you tell the Eved, I'm giving you everything I own except for a little bit of karka. Well, the Eved is a little bit of karka because an Eved has a din of karka. So you might be giving him everything except for himself. And once you don't give him himself, Mashakan Eved Kan Rabo, you really give him nothing. That karka kolshu you left out might be the Eved himself. It turns out that he's not a free man. And therefore the Eved is not kona the nechasim either. Now here's where the Rashbam adds a chiddush. Not only if you're shir karka kolshu, but v'hu adin im amar chutz mi metaltlin kolshu. The same is going to be true if you say, I'm giving you everything except for a little bit of metaltlin. That's also going to be enough for the Eved not to go free. Can farsh of lozel kamesh also metaltlin shir rates ala Eved? The Dilma Hai Eved Hua Metaltlin Shashir, because an Eved doesn't only have a din of karka, he's also in reality, he's Metaltlin. Da Avda Metaltel, because after all, an Eved can be moved. Avalim Amar Kol Nuchsai Nesunim La Chutz Misada Ploni Hareu Ben Chorin Sha Eved Eino Bechlal Also Sada Shapirish. The only, but if you say that I'm giving you everything except for a certain field, then the Eved goes free, because the Eved is certainly not a Sada. Right, he may be karka, he may be metaltalin, but he's not a sada. So halachically, we view him as having the status of karka. Reality, he's actually metaltal. So you might refer to him as metaltalin. So that's why, if you're mishayir either one of them, then the eved does not go free. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter, or this Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Shimon Omer, li olam hu ben chorin, that the no, he will go free. Ad sheyomer, unless you say kol nichsay nesudim leploni avdi chutz me echad me ribo shebehem, unless you'd say that I'm giving all of my nechasim to this eved except for a tiny percentage of it. If you leave out karka kol shu, so we assume that you did not leave out the eved, that you were giving the eved to himself. But if you say I'm giving you all my nechasim except for echad me ribo, we assume the echad me ribo shebehem is the eved. V'amar Rav Dimi bar Yosef, Amar Rav Lazar, and Rav Dimi bar Yosef says in the name of Rav Lazar, also metaltlin shiur etzel eved, that we consider metaltlin to be a shiur by the eved. Meaning we said if you left anything out of the gift, so then it's going to be, if you leave anything out of the gift, then the eved is not going to go free. Anything doesn't only mean karka, it means metaltlin also. Even if you leave metaltlin out of the gift, then it's going to be considered that the eved does not go free. So that right there is our point. Meaning we see that even though the Mishnah used the term karka, shir karka kol shulo yatsa ben chorin, Rashbam said it, but it's referring to this comment of the Gemara, that it's lav davka karka. The Mishnah sometimes uses the word karka, means metaltlin also. You left over a little metaltlin from the gift, also the eved doesn't go free. Velo asu metaltlin shir etzel ksuba. We don't say the same thing by ksuba. When it comes to ksuba, if you're mishayir metaltlin, that's not called a shiur. What does that mean when it comes to ksuba? Like, what din by ksuba? So the Rashbam points out that tznan gabe ahid m'sachs peyav pirkin de la'el ma'isinila. What we quoted earlier in Daf Kof Lamed Beis, the parshinila, which was as follows: Hakosev nechasov levanav, the kas of the ishto karka kolshu. Let's say you write over your nechasim to your children, and you leave for your wife a karka kolshu. avda ksuba. So even though that karka kolshu is worth a lot less than her ksuba is worth, she loses her ksuba by taking that karka kolshu. Ve'istu muki lahasam b'shosekas, and some say that's talking about if she's quiet and she just allows it to happen, because we assume she's taking that karka kolshu in lieu of her ksuba. Now, what if you did not give her a karka kolshu, but you gave her metaltalin kolshu? Would we assume that she's collecting that in lieu of her ksuba? So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Rosh Bam explains, Upirish Rav Nachman, Kivin Shasah Shutefes Bein Abanim of the ksubasa to be karka kol shushir l'shalunas l'abanim machla ksubasa v'dafka karka kol shuhu avul shir l'avakasla metaltalin kol shuhu lo of the ksubasa. But if you leave aside some metaltalin for her, that does not make her lose her ksuba. The ksuba ikara gova mi mekarkai, because ksuba primarily is to be collected from karka v'lo mi metaltali, and not from metaltalin mesechus ksubas hilkach. Amekarkai sam chadaita. Therefore, we assume she has a smichus das on karka. Ulekach lo asam metaltalin shir luksubasa, and that's why metaltalin is not considered a real shiur from her ksuba. Dim shir la habal metaltalin menasna kishechilik nechasav labana because of liishto metaltalin kalshu lo of the ksubasa. Just a repeat of that same idea, that if he gives all of his possessions to his children and he gives his wife a little bit of metaltalin, that does not make her lose her ksuba. But bottom line is, forget the ksuba issue. At least we see in this mishnah in regards to what you give to the Eved, that when it says if you're Meshayer Karka Kolshu, the Eved does not go free, that it means if you're Meshayer Metaltalin Kolshu also, the Eved does not go free. So we see very clearly that sometimes the Mishnah will use the term Karka and it will really mean Metaltalin as well. And that's why these Amoraim, Rav Yudah Merav, or Rav Yirmiya Barava rather, when he said Metaltalin by the Shchiv Merah, is even though the Mishnah used the term Karka, is not so off base. Sometimes Mishnais use the word karka, even though it means metaltalin. So says Gemara, no, you can't compare the case of Shchiv Mirah to the case of the Eved. Hasam, but din hu delo lisni karka. Vaidid tanereisha, Rabbi Kiva omer karka kol shu, chayevs bepeya, ubebikurim, v'lichta v'leim prozbol, v'lichna simayim, nechasam shein lem achreis, because of b'shar b'chazaka, mishamachli k'tani karka. The truth is, by the case of the Eved, you're right, it should not have said karka. The only reason he used the word karka in the first place is because the reisha of that mishnah was already speaking in terms of karka. So once it was already speaking in terms of karka, so the Sefer also used the term karka when it talks about kosev nechasev la'avadav. But in reality, it means metaltalin as well. But what's our excuse over here by the Shchiv Mirah? By the Shchiv Mirah, there's no reason for the Mishnah to say the word karka if it really means metaltalin. I mean, by the case of the Eved, you understand why he used the word karka even though it means metaltalin. He used the word karka because it was the previous line was talking about karka. So in order to keep it consistent with the previous line, we speak of karka. But it's not really about karka. It's really about metaltalin as well. But you can't say that any time a Mishnah uses the word karka, it means metaltalin as well. That's not the normal thing to assume. So just what are these dinim that we're quoting from this Mishnah? So he said, in order to be chayiv in peya, you need to have karka kolshu, meaning there's no minimum size that a field has to be in order to be chayiv to leave off the corner of the field for the aniyim to come to collect from. Bikurim as well. As long as you have any sort of karka, you're chayiv to bring bikurim from that which grows in the karka. In order to write a prusbul, so to get around Shemitah, canceling your loans, also there needs to be some karka. Why does there need to be karka in order to be able to write a prusbul? So if you look at the Rashbam, three lines before they get wide, v'lichtova la prusbul hachi tikun rabbanan im yesh lo lilove karka kosvin prusbul lamalve, that if the borrower owns karka, that's when the lender gets a prusbul, ligvos chavu b'shvias, the dummy command the islay mashkon. What does karka have to do with anything? Because we view karka as like a mashkon. It's like a collateral on the loan. The mekarkai de love mishtabidei, because there's a shibud on the karka. The gabi mashkon lo misham teshvius. And whenever there's a mashkon, shmita doesn't cancel out the loan. The lo karina be lo yigos, because the shmita only cancels loans where the lender might press the borrower into paying back. But when there's a mashkon, there's no reason to press him. You have a mashkon, you have a collateral. So that itself pressures him. You don't have to go and press him. So therefore, whenever there's karka, we view that karka as if it's like a mashkon, and therefore you can write a prosbul when there's karka, right? That's the mechanism of prosbul being written on karka. Now, Rashbam on Samachayim and Beis, seems like years ago already, 3 months ago when we linked up Samachayim and Beis, in this Masechta, Rashbam quoted in the name of Rashi, in the name of his grandfather, that the reason karka culture makes a difference when it comes to prosbul is because a stam halva'a is generally, you would only lend money to someone who has karka. You wouldn't lend money to someone who doesn't have karka because you don't trust that they're ever going to have the ability to pay you back. You would only trust someone to lend money to them if they have karka. We know the Chachamim the Chacham only made takanos on a milsa de shchiach. So when they're going to make the takan of prosbul, it's only going to be in a case that's fairly common, and a case that's fairly common is a loan to somebody who owns karka. Rav Shechter, in his notes to the beginning of Masechet Beitza, discusses, has an interesting discussion whether this concept of milsa de shchiach l'gazer be'rabanan means that why bother being gozer on a milsa de shchiach because it's just not worth it. Or lo gozer be'rabanan means that they don't have the ability, that the Torah empowers the Rabbanan to make gezeros v'takanos only on things that are otherwise would be in Isser Baltosif. But only the Migdar Milsa, the Torah says it's not Baltosif to go and make gezeros v'takanos when you're coming the Migdar Milsa. But it's not the Migdar Milsa if it's the Milsa de lo shchiach, if it's something that's not common at all. But anyway, that's a separate point. But so lichtav le'o prusbul, you need karka as well. Let's see weiter. Fine. So that was point number one, right? Point number one was when it says karka, we wanted to say not every time the Mishnah uses the word karka doesn't necessarily mean karka. But then we rejected that. We said no, only when in context it had to say karka, that's when it might mean metaltlin as well. But when there was nothing forcing the Mishnah to say karka, then usually it means only karka. What about the second assumption? Anytime it says a kol shu, do you think it means that there's absolutely no shiur whatsoever? That if you have five sheep that each have a manu pras of wool to shear, that's when you chayiv in the mitzvah of Reish Sageiz. The Chachamim omrim, Chamesh Recheilos Gozos Kol Shein. And the Chachamim say, nah, even if each of them have just a Kol Shehu of wool, it's chayiv in Reish Sageiz. V'amrin v'kam a Kol Shein. So we say, well, how much is a Kol Shein? Amarav, Manu Pras. A Kol Shein means a Manu Pras. Oblevat Shehu Mechumashos. Provided that they are Mechumashos. What does that mean, that they are Mechumashos? So Mechumashos means, the Rashbam writes that it's manupras bein chameshom vachi muchumashos kol achas yesh vatzemer chomesh shel manupras. That means provided each sheep has 1/5 of a manupras. If each sheep is 1/5 of a manupras, then collectively the five of them together are chayiv in reish sageiz. What do you see? Now, what was the term used to describe when you're chayiv in reish sageiz? If it has how much wool? A kol shehu. And you see that a kol shu doesn't literally mean a kol shu. It means a certain measurement, a small amount, but it means something. It means some shear. So you see that kol shu doesn't always mean kol shu. That's a good raya to what Rabbi Yudam Rav said, that karka, to what Rabbi Yudam Rav said, that karka kol shu, who really means karka, kadei parnasasa over here, that sometimes Mishnayos will use the word kol shu and it doesn't really mean kol shu. Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam badinu delo lisni kol shu. Really, it shouldn't have said kol shu over there. Vaidi dekamer tanakama shiur rabba amri yunami shiur zutra kari lo kol shu. When the Tanakama says there's a larger shear, and you're going to say a smaller shear, so a smaller shear in comparison to the larger shear is a kol shu. Not that it's literally a kol shehu, but you can call it a kol shehu because in context it's a kol shehu. But when you're not working off of any other shita, you're just saying kol shehu stam in the Mishnah, it usually means literally a kol shehu and not some minimal shear like de parnasaso. Fine. Says Gemara, pshita. Amar metaltalim l'plani. If a guy says, my metaltalim will go to so-and-so, kol mani tashmish dekani levar michiti usare. So all of his kelim that he uses are nikne to this person, except for his wheat, his barley, his grains are not nikne. Kol metaltin l'plan. If you say all of my metaltin will go to so and so, afilu chiti yisari, then even his produce will go. Va'afilu rechayim ha'elyona kana levar mi rechayim ha'tachtona. And even the upper mill, he's makne to him, just not the lower mill. He's not going to be makne to him. Kol de metaltel, but if he uses an even more inclusive lashon, he says any, not all the metaltin, but anything that could be moved. Afilu rechayim atachtona kani. Then even the rechayim atachtona, the lower mill, which is more set in place, but it could be moved, is also nikna. Ibayilus. So, frankly, Gemara the following shayla. Avda kemekarka o kemetaltel dami. Does an eved have a din of karka or does an eved have a din of metaltelin? So, what do you mean does an eved have a din of karka or a din of metaltelin? We, throughout all the shas, avda is always kemekarka o dami. What kind of kash is this? What kind of shayla? So, Rashbam points out, Ibayilu, avda kemetaltel dami, nihi vaday da avda kemekarka o dami, leinyan shvua, vekinyan bekesef, ubishtar bechazaka, de kol mili da raisa din mekarka o yeshla, hemi vesnachaltem, granted, in regards to very many halachos, in regards to halachos of shvua, in regards to halachos of kinyin, we know that an eved has a din of karka. In regards to all dinim d'oraisa, we know that an eved has a din of karka, and we derive it from a pasuk. That's not our shaila. Our shaila is av le'inyin lashon bnei adam mikrulu metaltelu v'yashlam mechal matnas metalteli shemetaltelu alav. When people refer to metaltelin, do they mean to refer to their avadim as well? Because after all, avadim are movable. So when people talk about metaltelin, are avadim included in those statements about metaltelin? That's all it means. Is an eved like karka metaltelin? It means belashim b'nei adam, not in terms of dinim. Tosu seems to assume that it's in terms of dinim also, just not dinim d'oraisa. Right? Tosu says lini mili d'rabanan mi, by the way. We're asking in regards to dinim d'rabanan. Avim milsa d'oraisa pshita diskush l'karkos. When it comes to dinim d'oraisa, we know an eved for sure has a din of karka. The kasha, of course, is the shach asks mehechi teishi that you're going to say that there should be dafka by avadim there should be a chilik between dinim d'oraisa and dinim d'rabanan. If he has a din of karka, so he should have a din of karka across the board. That an Eved should have a din of karka for din of Raisa and a din of metaltelin for din of Rabbanan. It's a very strange chilik to make. So Rav Leib Malin in his chidushim was mevayer that perhaps the suffix is as follows. We know that the Torah is mechadesh to us that legabe kinyanim and legabe shvua onaa and all these sorts of things legabe shomrim an eved has a din of karka, right? With an eved is hukash l'karkaos. What does that hekesh teach us? Does that hekesh teach us that an eved is karka? And if it teaches us that an eved is karka, then l'chora it shouldn't make a difference whether we're talking about dinim d'rabbanan and dinim d'oraisa. Once the Torah teaches us that an eved is to be viewed as karka, so for dinim d'rabbanan it should be viewed as karka as well. But there's another way to look at it. Maybe the hekesh is not teaching us that an eved has a din of karka. It's just teaching us that the dinim that are shaykh to karka are shaykh to avadim as well. It's not that an eved is karka. The hekesh teaches us that many of the halachos that apply to karka apply to an eved as well. But it doesn't change fundamentally what the eved is. So if that's the case, then you can understand, yes, wherever the Torah teaches us that those dinim apply, dinim of karka apply to the eved, fine. That's when dinim of karka will apply to the eved. But wherever the Torah does not teach us that dinim of karka apply to the eved, namely by dinim d'rabbanan, so then the eved will be what the eved is. And fundamentally, an eved is metaltelin. Okay, so that's the shaila. Is an eved karka or is an eved metaltelin? Amle ravacha b'redi ravavi l'ravashi. Tashema, let's bring a raya. Hamochra Seir, we had this mission earlier. Person sells a city. So Machar Batim Sichnu Ma'aros Umarchatsaos Ubeis Abadin Beis Hashlachin Avolos Metaltelin. Included in the sale of the city are all sorts of holes in the ground and houses and caves and bathhouses and olive presses and fields, but metaltelin within the city are not included in the sale. But Bizman Shamar He V'Kol Masha Betocha. When you say it and everything in it, afilu hayu ba behema avadim are kulan mechurin, then even a behema and avadim are included. So yam bishlama kimetaltel dami. So if you're going to say never has a din of metaltelin, mishum hachilam is davin bereisha. That's why it's not sold along with the city in the reisha. Right, in the reisha, you said I'm selling you the city and all karka was included, and eved was not. So that makes sense if you say never has a din of metaltelin b'lashem b'nei adam. But if you hold that an eved is a din of karka, Well, in the ratio, when you say you're selling the city, and it means that you sell all the karka in the city, why is the eved not included? So this seems like a good raya that an eved has a din of metaltalin. So says the Gemara, no, it doesn't solve the problems to say he has din of metaltalin. Velamai, can metaltal dummy? Well, you want to say he has din of metaltalin? Maya filu. What's the lashon of afilu then if he has a din of metaltalin? Why is it that when you say kol mashe betocha, even an eved is included? You mean even an eved? Of course he's included. All metaltalin's included. What's the even? Elamai yislach lemeimar. What does it mean to say shiny metaltal denayid dami metaltal adronayid? That there's a big difference between metaltalin that moves around and metaltalin that doesn't move around. So it's a big chiddush to say that an eved should be included in the sale of a city because an eved could run out of the city if he wants. He moves. So afilu teimakim karkoy dami. So you could say an eved has a din of karka also and say the same chiluk. It's still a chiddush, even though he is karka, it would still be a tremendous chiddush to include him in the sale of the city. And typically, he would not be included in the sale of a city. Why? Because shiny mekarkai denied me mekarkai delo nayid. There's karka that moves, and there's karka that doesn't move. When you sell a city, yes, you're selling the karka of the city, but only the stationary karka. Not the eved. The eved is movable karka. You're not including movable karka in the sale, so that's not a good raya. Amli Ravina Lurvashi Tashma, let's bring another raya. This should sound familiar to us. Hakosev kol nechasim la'avdo yatzo ben chorin. If you write over all your nechasim to your eved, the eved goes free. Shir karka kol shu lo yatzo ben chorin. If you leave over a little bit of karka that you don't give to the eved does not go free. Rabbi Shimon omer li'olamu ben chorin at shiomer kol nechasim nesunin l'ploni avdi chutz miyachim ribo shaben. And Rabbi Shimon says, he always goes free unless you say that I'm giving him everything except for a small percentage of my estate. V'amer avdimi bar Yosef, amir Rabbi Lazar, asu metaltin shir rates 11, v'asu metaltin and we said that leaving over something includes leaving over a little bit of metaltalin. When we say that the eved does not go free when you're mishayer something, when you leave something out of the gift, that means even if you leave metaltalin out of the gift, the eved does not go free, though we can't say the same for a ksuba. Varmalei Rav Rav Nachman my taima, and Rav said to Rav Nachman, why? Why do we differentiate between the eved and the ksuba? Because avda metaltalahu, an eved is metaltalin, havishir. So when you leave over a when you say to the eved, I'm giving you everything except for a little bit of metaltalin, that little bit of metaltalin might be himself, because he himself is metaltalin. But ksubasisha mikarkau, ksubasisha is really karko, metaltalin mikarkau lo avishir. And metaltalin is not considered a shiur klape karka in the world of karka. So bottom line is, what do you see from here? That we're assuming the eved does have a din of metaltalin. Amralei, so he says, no, that's not the pshat over here. You know why the eved is not kona himself when you leave over a little bit of metaltalin from your gift? It's not because the eved himself has the din of metaltalin. No, anan mishum delav kros gita masinin la. It's because it's not an absolute krisus. Anytime you give a get, whether it be a get isha or whether it be a get shichur of an eved, it has to be absolutely cutting off, severing of all ties, and you can't hold back at all. So when you keep a little bit of metaltalin out of the shtar, what you're saying is I'm holding back a little bit. And once you're holding back, it's not a kosher shichur. That's not a valid shichur anymore. But it has nothing to do with the eved being metaltalin. So it's not a raya at all. Period. Fine. Going back to this din of being mishayer kolshu, right? We keep on talking about leaving over a kolshu. How do we get into leaving over a kolshu? From the din of a shchiv mira. That if a shchiv mira is dying and he gives gifts, he gives his entire estate away, but he leaves a little bit for himself, and then he gets better, The matanos are still going to be valid, even though he got better, because he left a little bit for himself. There are five halachos that relate to giving over everything without leaving anything for yourself. Ve'elu hein, and those five halachos are the following. We learned four of them already. Shchiv mira, avdo, ishto, banav, and mavrachas. The Gemara is going to explain what they are. Shchiv mira, we already learned it's not. Shchiv mira shekasav kol nechasav acher mashir karka kol shu matanaso keyemes. If a shchiv mira writes all of his nechasim over to other people and he leaves over a little karka for himself, the matan is going to be kayim even if he's amad and he becomes healthy again. Lo shir karka kol shu, but if he gave everything away, Ein matana sokeyemis. Then his matana will not be a valid matana if he gets healthy again, because we assume he never gave it away, al manas, that he's going to be healthy. So that's halacha number one that involves giving everything away. Number two, avdo detanan kosim kol nechasim le'avdo yatzu ben charin. If you write all your nechasim over to your avid, he goes free. Shir karkol shelo yatzu ben charin. But you leave over a little bit of karka, he does not go free. That's what we mentioned twice already on today's daf. So that's the third time we mentioned on today's daf. Third halacha, ishto, damar avidomar shmol, kosim kol nechasim le'ishto, la'asa la'apetropa. If you write all of your nechasim over to your wife, we assume you're not trying to cut your children out of the Yerusha. What you're trying to do is make your wife in charge of the estate so that the children will respect her. We've had that din several times in the Masechta already. Banav, fourth halacha that involves giving over all your nechasim, your children, Ditnan. Hakosiv kol nechasiv lebanav hakosiv lishto karka kol shu of the ksubas. We mentioned this today already as well. That if you write over all of your nechasim to your children and you leave over karka kol shu that you give to your wife, by accepting that karka kol shu, she loses her entire ksuba. She's accepting that in lieu of her ksuba. So all four of those halachas are familiar to us. What's the fifth halacha? Mavrachas. It's what we call a shtar mavrachas, which is a situation where a woman is getting married. She has a lot of money. She has children already. She's getting remarried. She doesn't want her new husband to get all of the money that she has. She'd rather it go to her children. So what does she do? She writes a shtar that money should go to somebody else before she gets married, so that if she ever gets divorced or whatever, she should be able to get that money back, that it shouldn't go to the husband. So mavrachas diamarmar, mavrachas shricha shetichtov kol nechsa. How do we know that she wasn't sincere in writing over these nechasim to other people? We know that she wasn't sincere because she gave away everything. And nobody gives away everything. So it must be that she was only doing this as a temporary measure to keep it away from her husband. That's mavrachas. She's being mavriach these nechasim from her husband. And with all five of these halachos, not only if you leave over a little bit of karka is a call that you didn't give all of your nechasim, even if you leave over a little metaltlin is called you didn't give over all your nechasim, levar miksuba, except for the case of ksuba, which we mentioned twice already today, that we only view her receipt of karka to be in lieu of her collection of the ksuba, we did not view her receipt of some metaltlin to be in lieu of the collection of her ksuba. Amemar amar metaltli the ksiva b'ksuba v'isnu be'enayu havishir. But Amemar says, not always. Sometimes, even when she collects metaltlin, that could be in lieu of her ksuba. Namely, if the metaltlin was guaranteed in the ksuba, was written into the text of the ksuba, and that metaltlin that was written into the text of the ksuba is still around, then we can even view metaltlin to be a shiur from the actual ksuba. This whole shtar mavrachas is major machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Maseches Ksubas. Does she need to express in front of Edim that I'm only doing this to be mavriach, but I don't really mean it as a kinyan, or is it just an umdana that we assume no one would ever give away all of their money? All right, the next part already starts in the sugya. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the sugya of what's called nechasim and what's not called nechasim.